Today on Real Life Radio.
Mr. Hibbs, why do you think your religion is the right religion? There are so many other religions out there. Why do you feel yours is correct? I love the question. Great question. I would venture to say that question asked is probably a question that is very well represented among the people you know in life, in your world.
Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Why Does Christianity Claim to Be Right, Part 1, continues a series called The Why Series. As Christians, we all know that truthful answers are hard to come by these days, and that's especially true if we're looking anywhere else but the Bible. Even the answers to the most complex issues of life, whether mental, physical, or spiritual, are found in the pages of Scripture. So, how is Christianity the right way, even among all the religions of the world? Christianity is often lumped into a whole bunch of different belief systems, but those other religions have a system of rules to appease their God. You know, the truth is, we don't have to appease the God of the Bible to receive His favor. It's a relationship like no other, knowing that the God who loves us enough to sacrifice His Son Jesus Christ for us has our best interest at heart. So today on this part of the message, Pastor Jack tells us that the Bible, it's not just a book, but a love letter from God to His people. God wants us to know Him in a personal way, and through His inspired Word, He gives us prophecies that promise hope for the future. And now in his message called Why Does Christianity Claim to Be Right, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Now, what I love about the Bible, and I don't know if you've ever considered this, but the Bible is 66 books authored by 40 different people on several different continents that span nearly a 2,000-year period of time. My Muslim friends have told me, that's why we don't believe in your book. We've got one author, one book, and that settles it. Having said that, the Bible ought to be believed, but not because any man says so. The Bible, as I mentioned, is 40 different authors, 66 different books, spanning nearly a 2,000-year period of time. And from Genesis to Revelation, the correlation is not vague. What is revealed, what is taught, what is expressed scientifically, grammatically, linguistically, historically, eschatologically, archaeologically, all factual, all in agreement. How in the world? You know right now, if you had 40 different people at your house on one given night and you told them all the same message, and a week later you got those 40 people back together and asked them to repeat the message you gave them, do you know what you would have? You'd probably have 50 different stories out of the 40 people. The diversity of authorship and the continuity of the Scriptures proves God's hand over the creation of the Scriptures. The 66 books, all of them, if 65 of them were lost and you found just one, you could get saved. Did you know that? Even the book of Ruth. Did you know the book of Ruth's in the Bible? How many times? Esther. The book of Esther. The book of Esther is in the Bible. And how many times in the book of Esther are there references to God? And yet Esther is a fantastic book of redemption. And you look at the book of Esther, by the way, and it's a panorama of God's dealing from creation to the judgment of Satan to the restoration of the Jews to the reign of Christ. And yet God is not even mentioned in it. The Bible is unlike any other book that has ever been or ever will be. out of the Bible comes what is our topic for the next series of Wednesday nights, and that is Christianity. More specifically, and I'm indebted to someone who emailed, the title will be, What Does Christianity, or Why Does Christianity Claim to Be Right? What makes Christianity right? And the subtitle is Christianity Among the Religions of the World. Christianity, what's the big deal? And that question that came to me, and I'll read it to you verbatim, and I'm happy for it because it inspires this portion of this series. Mr. Hibbs, why do you think your religion is the right religion? There are so many other religions out there. Why do you feel yours is correct? I love the question. Great question. I would venture to say that that question asked is probably a question that is very well represented among the people you know in life, in your world. But listen, I want to march through this carefully and allow this to be the introduction message or the introductory message to this series. Let me dissect this a moment ago because I love the question. So Mr. Hibbs, okay, that's me. Why? He's asking the question, why? This is the why series. Why? You need to ask yourself the question, why Christianity? How did it come about? What's the big deal? Isn't it a religion like all others? Wasn't Judaism Old Testament, Christianity New? Why? Listen, if all the religions are talking about God and Christianity is one of them, then why don't we just, what did McCartney say, let it be? Let's just let it be. Let it be. Just let it be. Well, if Christianity is true, then you can't just let it be. Because if Christianity is true in what it says, then we need to sit up and take notice. We need to engage our minds and our hearts and everything about us to do some seeking and some searching. So the question is, why? Why do you think? Think. Good word, think. We need to think. In this church, you will often hear me say, I want you to be able to define what it is you believe and why you believe it. We do not want to think like a lemming or think like a hamster or to think like a what? I don't know. That doesn't really think. I love the man's question. Think, think, think. And God is the one who challenges us to think. How often does this God, now look, we're coming to this assumption first, that Christianity, we're going to put it on trial. And of course, Christianity, earlier we talked about this in our opening messages of the existence of God. Christianity believes God exists. But if we think enough, don't we think God away? Don't we come to a place where we're smart enough that there now is no need for God? No, in fact, the opposite is the finding. Wasn't it Michelangelo that wrote somebody help me out, Mathematica Principia? Does anybody know what I'm saying? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It's the greatest book on science that's ever been written. Newton, thank you. Newton wrote it, thanks. Isaac Newton, Sir Isaac Newton, you know who he is? Wrote the greatest book on science, really, to date. His fellow scientists asked him, well, in light of your genius and findings, we assume now that there's no reason to believe in God. And he said, quite the contrary. Everything I've discovered proves the existence of God. They were puzzled by that. It was the study of somebody you hear from me a lot in this series, and it was the study of C.S. Lewis that read Sir Isaac Newton, and Lewis began to think, which, by the way, in this pulpit, we had one of C.S. Lewis's students in this pulpit, who Lewis's work, based upon Newton's work, affected a man by the name of John Lennox, chair of mathematics at Oxford University. And he stood right here in this pulpit and echoed throughout the ages the same thing that Newton had discovered, and that is science tells us how things work. Science doesn't tell us why. God is the answer as to why. And so this man that's asking me this question, what's the big deal with Christianity, is why do you think? The answer, quick answer, is because I have thought. That's why I think. And I'm challenging you tonight to think as to why you're a Christian. Why Christianity? Why not any other religion? By the way, in our series, you're going to find out that some religions in their doctrine is so far from Christianity, it renders it impossible to have some sort of a get-together. Then there are those that come closer in Christian doctrine. Listen, hear me out carefully. There are some that are so close, but they're still wrong. Listen, Christianity, as we shall see, is what it is based upon God's creation of it. We're going to find out where it came from. We're going to find out what it's for. We're going to find out how it works, what it is. But you might want to think this for a moment. Christianity claims its proof text as the Bible. If that's true, but there's a lot of other religions around about the neighborhood, so to speak, there can only be one that's right. There are some that are close, some further, some out of this world. And this should not surprise you. If you're working a math equation out, you may have 10 students. Two students get it right. You know, I need more coffee, I think, but I think it was either Einstein or Newton that said something to the effect, we really don't like math. Was it Einstein? We don't like math. Because math is perfect. Math yells for the existence of God. It's perfect. You're either on it or you're off of it. You're not almost, I know I'm speaking in California. It's a different kind of math in California. But if you really want to build an airplane or a car or balance your checkbook, checkbook. For those of you who are young, there are some religions that get real close, but they're still wrong. Like a student who gets that mathematical equation right, two of them, but listen, you have a few others that you get three out of the two, three more within the five. You got two that get it right. You get three people that only miss one on the test. And then the remaining five, they all miss 9 or 10 or 15 on the test. Are you with me? Who's wrong? Wrong is wrong. God doesn't grade on a curve. Christianity claims to be the one true way to the presence of God. Why does Christianity claim that to be true? And then he says the word your religion. Number one, it's not mine. It's not mine at all. And it's not a religion. Mark this down if you don't know. Worst thing you can do is to be religious. Now, it might do the community good because you'll be a good moral person, and that's fantastic. We need more religious people in our world. It doesn't save you. When we talk about religion, we're talking, religion by its definition is man's attempt to reach or find God. It's man's attempt to do the same thing or something to reach God. Okay, I know this is Wednesday, but in the last 5 days, I have religiously eaten at Wahoo's Fish Tacos 3 times in 5 days. I'm going to have scales growing on me soon. I religiously decided to do that. A person can religiously decide to do something and be an infinite distance away from God. But you're religious at it. So I go to church every day. I go to church every morning before work. I go to church. Fine, but listen. God never invited us to ever explore religion, did he? He cried out to us to meet him face to face. He cried out to us to meet him, as it were, heart to heart in a relationship. He says that your religion is the right religion. Well, if something's right, then that means other things are wrong, just by nature of logic and reason. You can't have 7 right ways. And that bears true in our world that we examine. People might claim something, then you find out that there's a right way. I'm not here to say one thing or another thing, but I was listening. I was on the road and I was listening to the hearings today. And it was fascinating because one person, this man said something, and a certain group took his words this way, and a certain group took that man's words this way. And they both reveled and hooting and hollering. And he just backed up our case. He only said it once, but it was taken differently. Listen, the source was one. Both teams are rejoicing. Someone's wrong. Does it make sense? Yes. This is true in life. He said, there are so many other religions out there. Oh yes, the fact of other religions existing should cause you to sit up and take notice. There's a lot of currencies out there. Which one works? So why do you feel yours is correct? I do not feel that mine is correct. I don't feel it at all. I hope you don't feel yours is correct either. I hope you know yours is correct. You need to, and that's just not a cute thing to say. I actually mean it. I don't feel it. If I feel it today, then I can feel it different tomorrow. Thank God it doesn't work this way. So what are the factors that come into play when someone is pondering, and maybe you're here tonight, you're pondering about becoming a Christian, possibly making a decision about being a Christian. And I'm a big fan of this, and sometimes maybe you've picked up on this. I heard somebody say not too long ago, I think Pastor Jack has done more to have people leave his church than come to his church. And I viewed that criticism as an honor, to be honest with you, because I don't want to talk you into Christianity. If I can talk you into it, then somebody can talk you out of it. If I can win you to it, then you can be lost out of it. The miracle, one of the infinite miracles about what we call the Christian faith is the fact that it is so transformative in 1,000 different directions that I believe it's impossible to explain. Which, thank God for the Christian theology, we're going to have an eternal heaven that's going to grant us the time to unpack it. But the decision-making process. Yes, it is true that when I accepted Jesus Christ, I went forward to accept Christ. And a lot of people write me and tell me, why don't you have people come forward? Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Sometimes people raise their hands. Sometimes I ask people to meet me, and it's just going to be that way because I've been conditioned this way in my experience. I met too many people while witnessing on the street, down at the beach, at the pier. I've met people. By the way, we ought to do that together. You want to do that sometime together? We ought to just get together, go down to the pier. I don't know why. It's just fun doing it at the pier. You can witness anywhere. And the call, thank you. The call ministry does it everywhere. You guys are amazing. But I'm just saying that I've met so many people who say, what do you want to talk to me about? We want to talk to you about Jesus. Oh, I went forward at the crusade. I'm okay. Well, do you go to church anywhere? No. Has your life changed? No. I just told you, I'm saved. I went for it at the crusade. Or I'm saved. I raised my hand at the church I went to a few years ago. There's been no change. That's impossible. It's impossible. Every flu season, you go to the pharmacy and you get a shot against the flu, which never really works. But anyway, you get a shot against the flu. Listen, somebody accepting Christ by going forward, you know what they're doing? They're doing exactly what somebody would do, that they were baptized and thus they're going to heaven. They are declaring, I got wet, I'm saved. No, you're not. That's not how you get saved. Oh, I went forward. That's not how you get saved. Are you with me? Are you tracking? I'm stressing the point that this thing called Christianity is so radically personal that you can't pin it to some act that you do that merits your acceptance. You can't write a check and impress God. I'm going to go to heaven. I left $1 million to the Salvation Army. No, you're not. You can't buy being born again. You can't buy coming to Christ. You can't even come to Christ. The Holy Spirit, by the Father, invites you to come to Christ. We're going to be building in this next month or two ahead, because with the holidays coming up, we're going to be looking at these things. There are the self-claims of the Bible that we're going to look at, the self-claims. And I'm going to ask you to invite every skeptic and unbeliever and atheist and friend and student and buddy, you know, you bring them. Because we're going to be looking at the self-claims of the Bible. Did you know that some of the big arguments that people will say, I'm not a Christian. You want to know I'm a Christian? I don't believe in God. Because the Bible says that God exists. The Bible makes self-claims. It says in the Bible that the Bible is the Bible. I'm not going to fall for that. Any buffoon can see that it's just a sales pitch. The Bible says that God is, and that's your argument. Oh, we're going to look at some self-claims of the Bible. The Bible says that it's the Word of God. It's just a claim. Can we prove it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we will. Number two, we're going to be looking at the historical record of the Bible. Did you know, obviously, the Bible has a historical record? You may not believe in the Bible, but you're going to have to concede to this, that it has a historical record. The Bible has a historicity to it. And it can be examined like anything else. We're going to be looking at that. What happened, happened. What's written in the Bible is not only backed up by eyewitness account on massive scales to the point where nations can bear witness, but by the sheer fact of what the Bible having said something, in reality, it can be observed.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, in his message called Why Does Christianity Claim to Be Right? Part 1. We're so glad you joined us today. Why Does Christianity Claim to Be Right? Part 1 is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Why Series. It's a series that brings to light the difficult questions of life and lets us logically reason together while looking to God for the answers. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. You know, Christianity and the Bible are really very important topics, obviously. They inspire us to learn more. That's why we encourage you to check out Pastor Jack's YouTube channel. It's called Real Life with Jack Hibbs, and it's packed full of messages and teachings to help you on your journey with Christ and His Word. So head over to that YouTube channel, subscribe to Real Life with Jack Hibbs to get the latest that Pastor Jack has to offer. You can access Pastor Jack's YouTube channel through the App Store or through our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.